Okay, welcome to this weekend edition of Brighttown Broadcast News for Saturday, July 6th, 2024. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And I would not even be doing this broadcast except for the fact that Hurricane Beryl, or maybe it's pronounced Beryl, but I'll just call it Beryl, it has turned and it's turned northward. It was expected to hit mostly Mexico. It was a Category 5 hurricane at one point. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm. But it looks like it's going to hit Corpus Christi almost at a bullseye. There is a storm surge associated with it. It may turn eastward even more and hit Houston. But in any case, Houston's going to get drenched. And I want you to see this map because I've got this map from the National Hurricane Center that's showing rainfall. As you can see from this map, the areas in yellow will have 4 to 6 inches of rain. Orange will have 6 to 8 inches. Darker orange will have 8 to 12 inches, and then red will have 12 to 16 inches. And on that page, it says, at least as I'm reading this on late Friday night, it says that there will be localized amounts of 15 inches of rain in portions of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas. Heavy rainfall across the area of 5 to 10 inches. That's a lot of rain. Now, why does this matter to you? Well, number one, obviously, if you're in Texas or Louisiana or Arkansas or any of these areas that are going to be strongly impacted, then you're going to have flash floods. You're going to have a lot of flooding. You know, streams or rivers can overflow their banks. You're going to have a lot of disruptions and so on. But for those of you even outside of Texas, this is very disruptive of the entire Gulf Coast energy sector. So you're going to have oil rigs put on pause. You're going to have refineries. You're going to have transportation put on pause. Now, just to be clear, the energy industry in Texas and offshore from Texas is very resilient, very capable, and they will get things back online pretty quickly. But, you know, it's hard to operate in the middle of 15 inches of rainfall. So, you know what? And that's coming like Sunday night or Monday for a lot of Texas. Yeah, mostly Monday and then petering off into Tuesday. So you could expect some disruptions regionally through much of the Midwest and just the central United States and the Southeast, of course, quite a few disruptions. And you're going to see power grid outages. So you know what that means? Probably you won't have cell phone service in some areas. You know, you'll have gas stations that won't be functioning in certain areas and so on. I'm not trying to say, you know, this is not the end of the world. This is not a devastating direct hit of a Category 5 hurricane. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm. So it's not really the wind so much here that's the problem. It's the rainfall and the highly disruptive nature of all of this rainfall and what it means for the supply chains that depend on logistics going through, well, central Texas or southeast Texas. Now, let me show you this flash flood map. And let's see, the yellow area shows flash flood potential of at least 15%. So there are going to be some flash floods, but not catastrophic. Now, then let me show you the possible tracking of this storm, Beryl. As you can see, that about 7 a.m. Monday morning is when it's going to hit the Texas coast, roughly around Corpus Christi. And then by 7 p.m. Monday, it'll be inland a little bit. But of course, by that time, it will have lost a tremendous amount of its wind power. As you know, these storms gain power from the ocean. When they're over warm water, they gain power. And then when they hit land, they lose power. So this is going to lose power pretty quickly. It will end up in, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, or some place nearby eventually, and it'll just be a big rainstorm. But this is going to affect a pretty large area, and if you're in the area or if you know somebody who's in the area, make sure to give them the following information. Make sure they've got backup power supplies ready. You know, the drill, like flashlights, you know, batteries, the whole deal. Make sure you keep everything charged up. If you've got a solar charger, then, you know, pull it out, test it, make sure you charge up that device so that if you lose grid power, you can, of course, charge your mobile phone or your computer or your lights or whatever off of your solar charger device or your battery device, whatever you have. And make sure you've got a weather radio handy in case you lose power. You want to be able to have a battery-powered weather radio. And just, you know, pull it out, dust it off, check it out, turn it on, make sure the battery's good, maybe swap out the battery. You know, just get everything ready. I don't anticipate violence or crime during this. It's just going to be, you know, some downed limbs. It's going to be flooding. It's going to be roads that are impassable. On the coastline, there may be some high winds that will impact structures there, but it's not going to be severe in terms of the wind loads on the buildings, at least not very far inland. If you're looking for a provider of solar generators or battery storage devices, of course, our sponsor in that space has long provided these devices. You can find them at BeReady123.com. That's the satellite phone store. That's their sister company, BeReady123. And of course, satellite phones are very handy in these circumstances because they still work in rainstorms as long as you have a clear view of the sky. I mean, they work through rain, by the way, so you just have to be able to, you know, look skyward, let's say. And you can get these satellite phones at SAT123.com. Great for first responders. The Bivy Stick satellite texting devices are also really great to get messages out to your family or friends or co-workers to let them know you're okay, even if the cell towers are down and the power grid is down. That's called the Bivy Stick, B-I-V-Y, Bivy Stick, at satellite phone store, SAT123. Now, for the rest of you who are not in the impacted areas of Texas, Louisiana, or Arkansas, use this as a very good reminder to double-check your own preparedness situation. Because unlike this tropical storm that is approaching on a known calendar schedule, there are events coming this year that will be very unpredictable and will arrive without warning. And that's what we're going to talk about next, in fact. So whatever you need to do to get ready, just double check, triple check all your preparedness supplies, your plans, your bug out plans, your fuel supplies, and so on and so forth. And hey, an interesting note on that. You know how I've been recommending the Fill-Rite brand of hand piston pumps to move fluids like diesel fuel, you know, out of a drum or a storage tank? Well, I just purchased a different brand that's made out of aluminum, so it won't corrode. And that's called GPI. And I paid $320 for a GPI diaphragm hand pump. It's 2 gallons for every 10 strokes. And I'm waiting to get that. Once I do, I'll do a little video and demonstrate that for you. Fill-Rite, that's spelled F-I-L-L-R-I-T-E. Fill-Rite has been really great, by the way. I don't have any complaints about Fill-Rite. Just to tell you, don't buy the rotary hand pump. Instead, buy the piston hand pump. The rotary is just tedious and tiresome. You have to keep cranking the rotation so many times to get any fuel out of it versus the piston, which is much more efficient. You're just pumping the piston up and down. And it's doing like, maybe 2 gallons per 10 strokes, something like that. It moves a lot of fuel, the piston pump. But the Fill-Rite unit it's made out of steel. I mean, I don't know what exact grade, but it will rust. I can tell. It's going to rust at some point. Now, it comes painted, but you know what happens, especially in places like Texas, a little bit of humidity. Eventually, the corrosion starts to kick in. So I'm actually very interested in more aluminum type of, you know, preparedness gear and survival gear. I've purchased aluminum wrenches, for example, which are actually very hard to find. They have them for the racing industry for whatever reason. I guess they like aluminum wrenches at NASCAR. But I want aluminum wrenches because they don't rust, you know. But I'm going to check out this aluminum diesel pump. Well, it can move kerosene. It can move what else? Oil, hydraulic fluid, all kinds of stuff. And again, being made out of aluminum, it's lighter in weight and it's almost corrosion proof. So I'll let you know how that goes. That brand again is GPI. What's that stand for? Great Plains Industries. Oh, there we go. Oh, they're out of Wichita, Arkansas. Hey, did not know that. Learned something new today. Well, one more thing. I forgot. If you have a 50-gallon drum, you know those polyethylene drums that have two bung holes at the top? You know what I'm talking about? Two little bung holes, yeah. They're actually called bung holes. There's always two of them on top, and one has thick threads and one has thin threads, and it's the thin threaded bung cap, I guess, that these transfer pumps screw into. Just a little tip, when you use that, make sure you open up the other bung hole, because otherwise it's a suction and it's like a vacuum and it will squeeze in the sides of the barrel as you're pumping fuel out. You got to have a way for air to get in to replace all the fuel you're pumping out. So crack open the other bung hole, which almost sounds like the punchline of a dirty Irish joke or something, right? There once was a man from Nantucket. No, but crack open the second bung hole and then the fuel will transfer a lot more easily. Okay, one more little tip. If you have a generator, power that sucker up this weekend, just no matter where you are, even if you're not in the impacted area, let this be just a good reminder. Try out your generator. And did you know that a lot of generators, you know, they have a requirement for replacing certain parts every typically 250 hours of operation, which, you know, if you have a long duration power outage, 250 hours is only, what, 11 days or so, a little bit less? And so you need to have parts on hand. So let me ask you this. If you have a generator, most people have gasoline generators because they're a lot more affordable. Some people have diesel generators. But regardless of what you have, every one of them has a fuel filter. It has engine oil. It has engine oil filtration. So, you know, there's an oil filter. It has an air intake filter. And sometimes those air intake filters have two elements, and sometimes the fuel filters have a pre-filter and a main filter. And on top of that, a lot of the engines have a belt that drives the cooling fan. And did you know that the engine oil in a lot of these engines, especially diesel generators, the engine oil has to be changed out every 250 to 500 hours. So let's say we end up in World War III, okay? You know, nuclear weapons or a cyber attack on the power grid, the whole deal. And you figure, hey, I got a generator and I have all this fuel. I can go for 6 months on this generator. Okay, awesome. Do you have 6 months worth of oil filters? Do you have replacement engine oil? You know, do you have the fuel filters? What do you have that you're going to have to replace on this thing? Because all these engines have maintenance schedules, every one of them. If it's an engine, it's got parts that you have to replace. You will not be able to get those parts when you need them. No, you will not. And one of the very first things that I do when I acquire any kind of new engine, whether it's a generator or for a piece of farm equipment or what have you, I go through and I identify all the part numbers of all those parts. And I keep a database of that so I know how to order those parts. And then I get an extra set on hand. Usually, what I do for every engine that I own is I buy all those parts to handle up to 1,000 hours on that engine. So if you're running a generator, like full time, 1,000 hours is only 42 days, by the way. You know? Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to need some parts, man. Just think about that. And one other thing, I don't mean to nerd out in like a engine tech kind of way here, but if you have a diesel engine for a tractor or a vehicle or a generator in particular, did you know that you should never run a diesel engine at less than about a third of its power, not for any extended period of time? Because if you do, the engine won't achieve the internal heat that's needed to burn off residue from the fuel. And you get something called wet stacking, which is this crazy oily black goo that ends up coming out of the tailpipe or the smokestack, the exhaust stack. And people think it's engine oil, but it's not. It's actually unburned fuel residue. It's called wet stacking. That's what happens if you run a diesel engine for a long time at a very low power. So if you have a diesel engine and you're using it as a generator, and let's say if it's capable of 10 kilowatts, let's say, you need to put 4 kilowatts on that sucker at all times. You need to actually use 4 kilowatts of power. You see what I'm saying? Or more. don't have a 10 kilowatt generator and then just use like 1 kilowatt of power and thinking, well, I'm saving fuel, this is great, you're actually going to end up fouling up all the fuel injectors on that engine. Yeah, no kidding. Now, lucky me, I just tested out a diesel generator for the data center, or one of the data centers we have here. And I just want to say thank you again to the master electricians who are listeners here, who helped me out a few weeks ago when I had purchased this generator. And I had this plug-in adapter using an Anderson connector, and it came wired backwards from the generator company. They actually, it was a big oops. Like they had the thing backwards, and I looked at it and I was like, this doesn't look right. So I took a voltmeter and I checked it out with the voltmeter. I'm like, yeah, this totally is wrong, because if I had connected it, it would have shorted out. I don't know. It would have blown up something. So I asked the listeners here if anybody was a master electrician, and thank you again for those of you who replied. Several of you did. And then I sent photos to those electricians, and then they confirmed that, yes, I was correct. This thing was backwards. And so I undid a couple of bolts and nuts, and I flipped it around, put it back together, checked the voltage. And then when I was confident that everything was good, I plugged it in to the transfer switch, and I threw the switch, and all was good. Yes, nothing blew up because, well, we caught it and we corrected it. Yeah, so just be careful. When you get something brand new from even a generator company and it's got some kind of cable on it, you know, make sure you know what you're doing. Like, double check, triple check. I mean, call your electrician buddy over with a voltmeter. You know, check it out, man. This can get dangerous. And also, if you have a generator that runs on gasoline, don't store a bunch of gasoline in containers in your enclosed garage, because gasoline can, of course, tend to evaporate and create vapors, also known as a fuel air explosive. Yeah, every once in a while, somebody's garage just blows up somewhere across the nation. What happened? Well, they stored a bunch of gasoline in there. The lids weren't on very tight. And then, you know, like a pilot light came on the water heater or something. And just one spark and kaboom, boom, and suddenly it's like a thermobaric bomb. I'm sorry to say that does happen. And that's one more reason to use diesel instead of gasoline, because diesel almost never evaporates. You can't even get it to evaporate. Let me tell you something. Diesel so much does not want to evaporate that I've been driving my truck around for 2 years without a cap on the diesel fuel intake. And that's because, well, I had a tire blowout, and then the tire shrapnel like broke off the cap. And I just didn't bother to replace it because diesel doesn't evaporate. You're probably thinking, well, you should at least cover it so, you know, insects don't get in there. Yeah, you're probably right about that. I just haven't gotten around to that. But fuel does not escape. That's my point. Fuel does not escape. So if you want to store fuel, store diesel, not gasoline. And yeah, I tend to drive vehicles for a long time. That's a 2011 model truck, by the way. And it's just like, hey, it's still good. A couple days ago, I finally did switch over to a new pair of shoes. And the way I know when to do that is when the old pair, when the sole of it starts coming loose so much that it starts flopping when I'm walking. It's like flippity-flop, flippity-flop. Oh, okay. Maybe I should change my shoes at this point. And that's what I know. Time to change. Oh, also, I was out today. I was trying to film a video of my rooster named Hamas attacking me. And I almost succeeded. Almost succeeded. This rooster who killed one of my other roosters a couple days ago, I mentioned. Because the roosters fight each other all the time. I mean, just naturally. You know, you don't have to do anything to make roosters fight each other, by the way. They kill each other all the time. Believe me, if you have multiple roosters, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this rooster likes to attack me when I'm feeding the chickens. I'm out there with a bucket of grain, and I'm just tossing the grain, like, la, 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 like, you know, postcard farm life. And then suddenly it's like, rah! And this giant rooster is attacking my legs. And so I named him Hamas, And because Hamas are fighters, they're very fierce fighters, and they're not afraid of larger enemies. You know what I'm saying? So his name is Hamas now. And I tried to film him today. I almost got him to attack me. He ran up and his feathers got all puffy, like they try to make themselves look bigger. And he was looking at me like, you know, but I was talking too much. I was like, come on, Hamas, get me, you know? And then what happened is my dog Rhodey got all excited and he jumped into the camera frame and took over. And that scared off the rooster. So unfortunately, Rhodey ruined my Hamas attack rooster video, but I will try again. And I'm determined I will get you a video of Hamas, the killer rooster, attacking me while I'm trying to distribute food. That video's coming. Now, we've got some more interesting stories to cover here, but first one is kind of a funny one. This one from Revolver.News. Very provocative headline. But have you seen any of these viral videos over the last few years of mostly black people fighting on Carnival cruise lines? For whatever reason, you know? Almost all the fights on Carnival cruise lines are just like, they look like ghetto brawls, right? Pretty much. And so this headline from Revolver, which again is going to be controversial, but here it is. Quote, it's time to have a discussion about how black people are destroying Carnival cruise line. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Carnival cruise line is now being called the Walmart of cruising, marked by bloody brawls and block party hoodlum antics, according to Revolver.News. And folks are now wondering why Carnival has gone full ghetto. And questions online, why is Carnival Cruise Line so ghetto and janky? Have you ever heard that term, janky? What is janky? That's a new one to me. A recent Fight Club incident occurred on a Carnival ship involving a group of drunken black women from Tampa who decided the best way to solve a disagreement was with their fists. I saw that video. They were also throwing chairs. And you've also seen these fights at Walmart. And again, it's mostly black people fighting at Walmart. You notice that? Just like throwing stuff at each other. Anything they can find. Or at restaurants. And so, I thought I'd just play this little Carnival cruise, this little video. This is from it's posted by Colin Rugg on Twitter, and the passenger that filmed it is named Nick Richardson, who's 43 years old, and he's kind of narrating this fight, and he's a white guy, actually, and he does a pretty good job of real-time narration of this. We'll try to bleep out any profanity, but there's a lot, so that may not work, but here we go.
Oh, I better back it up. Back up, my man, back up. It's going down. Hey! Oh, shit! Welcome to the motherfucking cruise. No, no, not me, man. Hold on, shit. Oh, shit! There it goes! There it goes, shit! God! Welcome to the cruise. Holy shit! Come on, man! Hey! Come on, man! God damn!
All right, I'm cutting that off there at 38 seconds, but you get the idea. I just want to really offer praise to that narrator. His voice intonation style, that dude should professionally narrate fight videos that go viral online. I think, seriously, he's got real talent. I'm more impressed with him than I am with anybody involved in the fight. Anyway, you get the idea. That's what you see on any given day at a Walmart or a Carnival Cruise Lines cruise, you know, and it's pretty much always black people doing this. I mean, you tell me, why is that? Why is that? I do not know. I've never seen like Hispanic people doing this. I've never seen a bunch of Asian women in a fight like this. And I lived in Taiwan. I never saw anything like that. But man, you get some angry, drunk, sort of jealous black women together on a cruise, and that's a cocktail for violence. One of the commenters beneath that video post says, it's the Waffle House of the sea. I like that. Now, one of the reasons I want to show you this fight here is because, well, it's a little preview of things to come beginning on November 6th. That's right. This is the second topic of today's weekend Brighteon broadcast news. And by the way, I am streaming this on X and Rumble and on Brighteon.com. And I apologize for the freezing of yesterday's stream. Turns out we had a file corruption problem in the last 25% of the video file. So, yeah, sorry about that, but we have figured out a process to correct that now. And every day, Monday through Friday, and then I guess occasionally on the weekend, I will be streaming, always at 1 p.m. Central Time. Each day is Brighteon Broadcast News, so mark your calendar. On Twitter, I am Health Ranger. On Rumble, I'm Health Ranger Report. And on Brighteon.com, I'm HR Report. So there you go. Three options. And if I get banned on X, well, then we'll have two options. Now, speaking of November, well, November 5th is Election Day. And given the way things are going right now, it looks like November 6th is going to be a day when Democrats lose their minds. Yeah, their heads are going to explode for many of them. And I'm not talking about black Democrats here. The scariest Democrats that are the biggest psychopaths, it's the white liberals, man. It's the wide-eyed white liberals that are already calling for violence, sometimes even against their own family members. Yeah, there was a tweet, I don't know, a day or two ago that went viral of a guy saying that, you know, if Trump wins, that he says that we, meaning the Democrats, we're going to have to kill all our family members who are Trump supporters, he said. I'm like, what? What is this guy talking about? Because he thinks that when Trump wins, that Trump's going to, you know, run around exterminating Democrats or something. And the reason Democrats think that is because that's kind of their plan. And so it's kind of fresh in their consciousness. That's their plan for us. You know, good luck with that, by the way, you know, Second Amendment and all that. But they want to kill all Trump supporters, so they automatically assume that Trump wants to kill them. No, no. Trump doesn't want to kill you. Trump supporters don't want to kill you. Trump supporters would rather uplift you with education and reform. We really think that you need to be sort of deprogrammed. That's the word. We want to break the sorcery spell that has afflicted your consciousness for the last, I don't know, 8 years, it seems, a little bit longer. It's time for you to break the spell. We would rather, again, reform you and bring you into reality. But to do that, you're going to have to let go of all kinds of false beliefs, like thinking that men can get pregnant and have babies, or that Joe Biden's brain is all fine. It's all good. Yeah. Or that there's no problem with the wide open border, or that money printing doesn't matter. You know, you're going to have to learn some things, like it actually is important to fund local law enforcement so you have a police force. Otherwise, you get, you know, Carnival Cruise Lines all day, every day in your neighborhood. So, again, the most dangerous liberals are the wide-eyed white sociopaths. Now, black liberals, they will cheat. You know, black liberals will stuff the ballot boxes. No doubt about it. Black liberals will roll out suitcases full of ballots. They think nothing of cheating. But white liberals will try to kill you. They are the true sociopaths. You know, white liberals will plot to stab you while you're sleeping on the couch or something. So I'm here to say that we need to be prepared for, well, the radical left to lose their freaking minds. And what that means for America, I don't think people have really come to grips with that yet. And so I just kind of want to walk through some of that here. And I want to bring in something that I haven't really mentioned before, which is that the vaccine damage to the brain has turned a lot of these radical left-wing, you know, liberals into zombies, let's say. I'm going to call them zombies. They're not entirely zombies, but they're zombie-like. And what are the characteristics of zombies? And by the way, recall that the spike protein from the mRNA injections, the spike protein damages neurological cells, right? So it damages the brain, it damages the spine, you know, it damages the controlling nerves of major organs and so on. Of course, it damages the cardiovascular system, but it damages the nervous system as well. This is why some people suffer, you know, hearing loss or loss of sense of smell or taste. And there are also lobotomy effects from the vaccine. People lose skills. You've probably seen this. Do you know somebody who took the vaccine and they can no longer do the job they used to do? They lost actual job skills. They lost part of their memory. They've lost part of their personality, many of them. So there's something about the spike protein that has been destroying the higher cognitive brain function in many people. And remember that Democrats had much higher uptake on the vaccine than anybody else. Because, of course, Democrats, by definition, they are obedient rule followers. And they believe in the authority of government and the CDC. And they think Big Pharma is here to help us, right? So, yeah, they're insane on multiple levels. But they're gullible and they're obedient. So they took the jabs and they're still taking the jabs. And so if you're looking at which demographic in America is the most damaged by the spike protein that causes brain damage, it's Democrats. You see where I'm going with this? So now you have a zombie-like left-wing population, you know, vaccine-damaged zombies that are primed for going berserk when Trump wins the election. And part of the damage to the brain that's caused by these vaccines is it eliminates the normal social inhibitions and seemingly some of the empathy circuits, or what are called mirror neurons, which enables empathy. One of the reasons why you and I can be compassionate towards other human beings or other animals, not necessarily Hamas, my rooster. he is a vicious killer. That has been determined. He's guilty of murder now on my ranch. But for the most part, we're very compassionate about animals and other people. Well, what allows that to happen? It's part of our neurology. It's well known. It's mirror neurons, and it's this kind of cognitive simulation of how other people feel and the ability to apply that to the context of the situation, you know, to put yourself in the other person's shoes, so to speak. And that's something that is destroyed by the spike protein. And so people who have taken lots of jabs, you'll notice they've become meaner. They've become less empathetic. They've become more violent or supportive of violence. And this is why so many Democrats today are saying crazy, insane things like, you know, let's just nuke Russia, you know. What? How do you not consider that we're going to get nuked in return? Or they say, you know, let's just kill all the Trump supporters before they kill us. You know, that's the kind of thing that a mindless zombie creature would say, you know, right before they go out on a feeding festival. Because they're not thinking about the other person. They're just thinking about their hunger or their desire to destroy the other. And what's interesting to me about this is that the loss of the higher cognitive functions induced by the vaccine damage, which was taken up, you know, 90% plus among Democrats, this causes people to revert to the reptilian brainstem functions. And the reptilian brainstem functions are focused on things like sex and violence and feeding. And what did we just see on that Carnival Cruise Line? You know, definitely some feeding and some violence and probably some sex was involved. Maybe that's why they were fighting each other. Somebody slept with somebody else and somebody found out about it. And then somebody said, oh, hell no. And then they picked up a chair, you know, and started going at it, throwing tables and knocking each other in the face with shoes, you know, things like that. So that is like base, like animalistic, you know, brain behavior, the brainstem behavior, you know. When you lose higher cognitive function, you become more animalistic. And then you lose empathy, you lose the ability to be rational, you lose the ability to engage in other people and things like, I don't know, debate. Have you noticed how the leftists who took all these vaccine jabs, they can't debate anything? They're just not willing to engage in debate. They don't want a conversation. They just want to shut you up with censorship. You know, stop talking to me. You know, this is the attitude of the left. They can't engage in a conversation. They can't see any evidence that contradicts their current distorted, you know, delusional fairy tale beliefs like men can get pregnant and so on. We should have more tampon dispensers in the men's restrooms on Carnival Cruise Lines. Okay. No. The women need those machines to beat each other over the head, but that's a different, okay, different video. So you're watching humanity devolve on an individual basis. The humanity in a person is being destroyed by the jab, by the vaccine, by the spike protein contamination, and the fact that their bodies are turned into spike protein factories. So they're producing these toxic foreign proteins that are killing their neurology and then shedding on others around them, causing the spread of the killing of neurology through these spike protein toxins. So this has been happening now for several years. And the result is we now have a liberal, I don't know if liberal is the right word, just this radical left now that they've lost their humanity. They've lost cognitive function. All they can do is yell and scream and accuse. And you see this on, you know, The View or like Joy Reid or on, you know, Rachel Maddow, right? On, I think, isn't she on MSNBC? And all these people do is they have these delusional dreams and fantasies of committing violence against conservatives or against Trump. And it's a wild thing to watch. And this is how you actually get like a sitting member of the U.S. House of Representatives, a woman, a congresswoman, who said that, you know, theoretically, Joe Biden should order the assassination of conservative Supreme Court justices. So this is her sort of voicing out her fantasy, which is to murder Supreme Court justices, but only the conservative ones. Leave the three libtard ones, you know, especially low IQ Sotomayor. She's got to stay because, you know, she represents the low IQ ranks of America. I guess even stupid people have to have a justice, don't they? Huh? So that's who she represents. And hey, if she loses her job there, she might become the Secretary of Education in the world of Idiocracy. Yes, that's right. So anyway, you get the idea. So these leftists, they've lost their minds and they're calling for violence. What do you suppose happens when these two things collide? Thing number one, all the vaccine damage to the neurology that I've been talking about. And then thing number two is Trump winning the election. Now understand, the Democrats have screwed themselves. They have screwed themselves so badly because they lied to themselves this whole time, lying, saying that Joe Biden was fine. Now I said 4 years ago that Joe Biden had cognitive problems. In fact, I didn't think that he could win the election in 2020, and I was right. He didn't win it. And they had to hole him up in the basement and roll out a fake plandemic and then act like he was popular and then fake all the votes and stuff the ballot boxes and everything. Joe Biden did not win. But I knew that 4 years ago, that his brain wasn't all there. Now it's so much worse. But the Democrats have swallowed their own lies this entire time, to the point where now many of them are shocked to have seen Joe Biden in that debate on CNN. Like, oh my God, this guy, he's not even home. He's not there. What's wrong with him? And all the rest of us are like, what, is this the first time you're realizing this? Where have you been? We've been talking about this for 4 years. But the Democrats, they love to lie to themselves and to the world. And so they just kept on lying until they ran the clock out on this thing, to the point where the Democrat machine no longer really has a viable process to replace Joe Biden. Not in all the states. In some states they could, but there are, I think, at least three swing states where they can't, unless he dies or they invoke the 25th Amendment, which maybe they're going to try to do that or try to convince Joe Biden to resign. But if he resigns again, I'm not sure they can replace him. The bottom line is the Democrats have screwed themselves. They have screwed themselves. And that kind of makes them doubly angry. So that when November 5th rolls around, do you realize that if they replace Joe Biden, the replacement may not even qualify for the ballot of multiple swing states? Do you realize that Donald J. Trump might receive like 350 electoral votes? Yeah. Talk about a landslide. Do you know that Trump even has a shot at winning, you know, New York and California at this point? I mean, it's that would really be something if that happened. I'm not, that's not a prediction on my part. I'm just saying that he's a contender in those states now. And depending on what the Democrats do, how bad they screw things up between now and November 5th, it could be the Democrats don't even really have a candidate, or they just have some kind of stand-in that everybody knows is just a proxy puppet, and they don't get much in the way of votes. Well, the Democrats can only blame themselves, but of course they will project their blame onto everybody else. They will never blame themselves. They will cast that blame on conservatives. Now, here's where this gets pretty wild. The violence that comes out of the neurology of these semi-zombies, the vaccine-damaged liberal zombies, the tendency toward violence, combined with the lack of empathy or the lack of any sort of inhibition, because, again, of the brain damage, the spike protein, that combined with them being mad at themselves for drinking the Kool-Aid so long, and then mad at Trump for winning, and mad at conservatives for voting for Trump, this is a recipe for like nationwide shootings by leftists. Seriously, this is a recipe. And you've seen some of these videos, some of these left-wing communists, they say, well, people are going to die. It's going to be bloodshed. I'm not kidding, they say, you know. They are planning to commit mass violence across America. They are planning on a purge. They're planning on door-to-door mass killings of conservatives. That's what they're planning on. Because they know they can't win the election now. Oh, and by the way, major Democrat donors, more of them are bowing out now. The Washington Post reported that European leaders are, quote, stunned by Biden's accelerated aging. Mm-hmm. And then multiple European leaders have concluded that Joe Biden can't win in November. This was reported by the Washington Post yesterday. Accelerated aging, according to the European leaders who met him at the G7 summit in Italy last month. According to the Washington Post, foreign officials and donors and members of Congress now say the president has slowed considerably. They pointed to how he moves more slowly, speaks more softly, and loses his train of thought more often. Oh, but of course, the White House just says that's a style. That's Joe Biden's style. Yeah. It's kind of trendy, isn't it? I can see the whole country, or at least the Democrats, doing that. It could be a whole new style. Like, hey, how you doing this morning, neighbor? Okay, nice to see you too. You vaccinated neighbors all turn into brain dead zombies, you know? One leader pointed out that Biden's performance in the debate was, quote, terrifying. It's only terrifying if you're a Biden supporter. For the rest of us, it's glorious. it's one of the best gifts that Biden could give America. This almost makes it worth having him in there for the last few years. You know what I'm saying? Just to see the Democrat Party implode behind their brain dead candidate, because this could be a disaster all down the ticket. You know, this is going to destroy down ticket elections for the Democrats. The Senate races, House races, and so on, local races. The Democrats have got to be in a total panic at this point, because who's going to go out and vote? Who's going to go out and vote for Biden? Like, for example, this election that just happened in the UK. Okay, what happened? The conservative Tories got slaughtered. And Labour Party came in and swept the place. And of course, Nigel Farage and his party made a pretty decent showing. And they kind of have a beachhead now into the House of Commons. But the Tories, the Conservative Party, how did they get slaughtered? What happened? Well, I mean, number one, they're a bunch of basically rhino globalists and sellouts. I mean, there really are no conservatives in the UK, except maybe some principles of the Reform Party, you know. But the so-called Conservative Party in the UK, they're not conservative. They're we would call them libtards, based on their, you know, pro-LGBT, pro-globalism, pro-illegal immigration policies. So, of course, the voters rejected them. But the way they did that in many cases was that the voters just didn't show up to vote. This was a low turnout vote in the UK. Very low turnout. I mean, almost record low. I don't know how long it's been since they had such a low turnout, but it was crazy low. And that's what allowed Labour, the Labour Party, to sweep the place and gain something like 400 and something seats. Because, you know, again, the Conservative Party voters just didn't show up. Well, in the US, Biden voters are just not going to show up because he doesn't inspire them to anything. Who's going to get excited about showing up and voting for a decrepit old zombie, you know, brain dead dementia patient? Nobody's going to get excited about that. People are just basically not going to show up and vote. And the Democrats can only cheat their way so far. So the big outpouring of support is going to be obviously for Trump. And unless the Democrats can, you know, halt the election or assassinate Trump, you know, I pray for his protection. I don't want to see any violence in any of this. Or the Democrats might kill Joe Biden themselves so they can replace him with somebody. But even then, who are they going to replace him with? Is anybody exciting in the Democrat Party? I mean, I've gone through the list, folks. Gruesome Newsom, no way. Michelle Obama doesn't want to run. Kamala, are you kidding me? Cackle, cackle. And then there's Hillary Clinton. Oh my God, that nobody's excited about Hillary Clinton. And people are mostly terrified of her as like the dark witch of sorcery or something. Like she's got one foot already in the pits of hell right now. I mean, the next time she shows up on stage, I wouldn't be surprised if there's like, you know, flames coming out of her ass or something. She is a living demon. Nobody's going to be excited about voting for Hillary Clinton. Certainly not black people in America. Certainly not Palestinian Americans. And even left-wing liberals, they're not excited about Hillary. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton? No way. Not a chance. And if they run Hillary, do you realize what that will do for the pro-Trump turnout? Because that will cause every gun-owning American to crawl out of their holes, wherever they are, to crawl out of their homes and caves and beach houses and cabins in the wood, wherever they are. They're going to crawl out of there just to vote against Hillary on election day. Like, I hope the Democrats run Hillary because that'll be the best turnout ever for Trump. I mean, nobody will stay home on the conservative side if Hillary runs. And yet on the Democrat side, who's going to vote for Hillary? Like, we need another, you know, sorceress witch in the White House again, for God's sake. So the Democrats have screwed themselves so badly. And I don't see a way out for them at this point. I don't. And I almost have to kind of pinch myself and think, like, am I being overly optimistic here? Am I over-projecting a positive outcome here, the defeat of the Democrats? I have to check myself, too, because I know these Democrats are nefarious, evil plotters, and there's nothing they won't do. I've said it myself. There's nothing they won't do to stay in power. It, you know, could be a false flag operation, you know, starting World War III. Dropping an EMP weapon on ourselves, setting off a dirty bomb, a nuclear attack, whatever, banking crisis that's engineered and then blamed on Russia or blamed on North Korea. There are a number of scenarios. Oh, yeah, and the cosmic false flag, you know, alien mothership invasion that's simulated with a drone swarm in the sky. Anything. Like, they're so desperate, they'll try anything at this point. I think it's going to be funny if they try something and it fails. Like they try to fake a mothership alien attack and then all the airborne drones run out of batteries and they fall out of the sky and hit the ground. And people are like, these are just drones, man. Just drones with lights. That would be a Truman Show moment, wouldn't it? Remember in Truman Show when one of the lights fell off the top of the dome and it came crashing down on the sidewalk in front of him? He's like, where'd this light come from? You know? And I think, if I recall from the movie, then they had the news media run a story to try to trick Truman. I think it wasn't a story said like airplanes have been losing parts as they fly over the town. Some of these parts might resemble lighting gear or whatever. They made up a story as part of the PSYOP to try to convince Truman that he wasn't living in a giant simulated dome, you know? Well, there's going to be a red pill moment here, folks, with the whole charade of the Democrat mind control system starts to unravel and people start sharing the truth and posting videos like, or the Epstein files or whatever that looks like, or a boneyard of all the Epstein victims. Like, why is there a pit with the bones of like 5,000 13-year-olds? What is this? You know, and then it turns out that like all the power elite, like their cell phones geo-track to the location of the rape mansions or whatever, you know, and all this gets released. Big giant data dump is like, oh my God, we've geotagged all the pedophiles. Oh my God, it's half the Senate. You know, that kind of moment. Wouldn't that be wild? Yeah, maybe that's coming. Who knows? Speaking of the Senate, by the way, Senator Mark Warner, Democrat of Virginia. Check this out. He is assembling a group of Democrat senators. I'm reading from the National Pulse. To pressure Joe Biden to drop his presidential reelection bid. So this is the first time that a Democrat senator, yes, Democrat, is calling for Biden to step down from the race. Not to resign from office, because nobody wants Kamala in there, but to step out of the race. I can tell you that this is going to spread. You're going to see in the coming days, very rapidly, more and more members of the House and the Senate, even Democrats, calling for Biden to step down. So the civil war inside the Democrat Party is continuing. But Biden says he's not stepping down. He's totally good. He's looking forward to the next debate. And he did an interview with Stephanopoulos, I think, yesterday. Didn't go well, man. Didn't go well. Biden's supposed to be proving that he's totally capable of running this country and handling nuclear war and all the quick decision-making that's necessary in the middle of a nuclear war where you have like 6 minutes to decide whether to unleash all your nukes because the enemy's nukes are incoming, like North Korean nukes or what have you. You think Joe Biden can make any kind of decision about the future of the world? Can he make a coherent decision? And if the answer is no, he shouldn't be the president, for God's sake, right? So there are some Democrats who don't want to die in a giant mushroom cloud of radiation, and they're calling for Joe Biden to step down. And there's one Democrat, I don't recall his name, I think he's a member of the House, who said, Trump's going to win, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's a Democrat saying that. It's like, hey, it's not the end of the world, folks. Trump's going to win, and I'm okay with that, and let's just, you know, let's win some House and Senate races, and let's just nullify Trump. I mean, that's a more rational type of reaction. You know, that's the way politics is supposed to work. You know, you can't win every election, but of course, you know, the criminal cabal of Democrats, they try to rig every election because they've succeeded at doing so for so long. That's how they controlled the House and the Senate. They rigged the midterms. You think all those seats in California in 2018 that just in the middle of the night, they suddenly flipped Democrat? There's like 30 of them. you think that's all legit? No, it was all rigged, man. All rigged. The House shouldn't have anywhere near the number of Democrats it currently has. I would guess that half the Democrats in the House didn't win their elections. It's all fraud. And in the Senate, it's probably a third, if not more. I mean, the Democrats haven't been winning elections actually for a long time. They've been cheating and rigging, but those days are rapidly coming to an end. If Joe Biden stays on the ticket, and I'm praying he does, then we could see not only Trump in the White House, but a strong GOP majority in the Senate and the House, giving Trump what he had in the first 2 years of his first term. Beginning in January of 2017, he had 2 years of the House and the Senate and the White House. Now, this was Trump's first first round of being president. And of course, he got royally screwed by everybody around him. You know, his AG turned against him and betrayed him, and all the White House lawyers betrayed him, and everybody betrayed him. And, you know, Speaker of the House, was that Paul Ryan back then? Betrayed him. And the Senate, of course, all the rhinos. Well, you know what? A lot of those people are gone. And real Americans are rising up in the House, in the Senate, in the elections. And Trump is not going to be so easily fooled this time. Trump's going to get in there and start kicking ass. And this time he's going to have the House and the Senate. And he's going to sign 1,000 executive orders on day one, mostly to nullify most of Joe Biden's absurd executive orders and to reopen, you know, the Keystone Pipeline and so on. Get us to be energy independent again, which is a good thing for America, and it's a good thing for Texas too. But then from that day, Trump's going to just call in, you know, the House leaders and the Senate leaders, and here's what he's going to say. Whoever they are, if it's Speaker Johnson, it's going to be, hey, Johnson, here's what you're going to do, buddy. You're going to pass this and this and this, and you're going to say yes right now, and you're going to commit to it, and you're going to whip everybody into action. You're going to pass these bills. And if you don't pass these bills in 60 days, you're gone. And I'm going to publicly denounce you, and I'm going to call for a replacement. And here's who I'm going to replace you with the vote of, you know, the pro-America members of the House. It's time to go in there and kick ass and hold these people accountable and say, do your damn jobs for America or you're gone. You're out of office. And I think that's what Trump's going to do on day one. Now, we need to talk about the time period from November 6th to the swearing in, which I think is around January 20th of 2025. I've spoken about this a little bit in previous podcasts, but let me offer a little bit more detail here. So roughly we're talking about 2.5 months, about 10 weeks, okay? We should call this 10 weeks of hell. The 10 weeks of near civil war in America, as the left goes completely insane, you know, due to all the zombie characteristics I mentioned earlier and all the vaccine damage and all the rage and all the Kool-Aid kicking in that they drank and all these Democrats realizing they've been lied to. And now they're going to act out all their violent fantasies on everybody else in the nation. For 10 weeks, America is going to be under attack by radicalized extremist leftists. Now, they were radicalized by the left-wing media. The left-wing media has been pushing extremism and radicalization of the left for years, pushing Trump hatred and hatred of conservatives, hatred of white people in particular, but hatred of native-born Americans as well. Hatred of women even, which is totally bizarre. But the media has set up psychological terrorism. Basically, the left-wing media has MK-Ultra'd about half the nation to the point where the left-wing half of the nation is so far gone in terms of rationality. They cannot think rationally. They can't function rationally, but they are angry and they are violent. And they're going to go to war right after Trump wins the election. Now, that war, it's going to be initiated as a kinetic war by the radical left. They're going to initiate it and they're going to make it kinetic. That means guns and bombs and whatever else they can come up with, arson, you know, burning things down. They're going to be attacking targets that don't even make sense. Like, for example, they will attack government buildings even though Biden is still in office. You know, but they don't care. They're just out there on a rampage, just trying to spread chaos and destruction. But some of them are armed. And some of them will attempt to carry out kinetic attacks against innocent conservatives or Trump supporters, Christians, and so on. You're going to see left-wing attacks on churches. So I want to put out the word right now to all of you listening. If you go to church, if you're a minister in a church, if you have a church, you need to start arming up and you need to hire some security experts to come in and take a look at your church situation, you know, a little tactical review. Where are the exits and where are the cameras and how many security people do you have? And are there some covert security people that bad guys don't know are there, and so on? You know, churches are unfortunately ideal for left-wing mass shooters because everybody's facing the front. And so if a radical left-wing murderous anti-Christian, you know, vaccine jab zombie zealot shooter comes in, he can come in the back and nobody sees him. He just open fire and can sadly, you know, kill a lot of people or cause a lot of casualties before he's brought down. So again, if you're associated with church, it's time for you to think about concealed carry and security and, you know, who can shoot back, basically, because you're going to have a lot of church shootings, I anticipate, from the radical left. You're also going to have a lot of carjackings. You're going to have radical leftists stopping cars that they think are being driven by mostly white conservatives or Trump supporters. They're going to carjack people, they're going to rip them out of their vehicles, and they're going to beat them to death or shoot them and steal their cars. So you need to be thinking about this as a possibility, and do not stop your car just because somebody, you know, bumped into your back bumper. You know, that's a tactic to get you to get out of your car so they can carjack you, by the way. And there are a lot of other tactics. You're going to see a lot more robberies carried out by radical leftists against people, for example, taking cash out of ATMs. So if you're getting cash out of an ATM, you need to do so with a method that is sensitive to your security needs and very much aware of your surroundings and so on. And certainly don't do it at night and don't do it alone. And you're going to have to start thinking in terms of beefed up security. In terms of weapons, let me reiterate that I only approve of defensive use of weapons. Not, of course, not going out and initiating violence or hunting people down. That's what the left are going to do. They're going to hunt down conservatives. But you, as a homeowner, as a human being, you have the right to defend yourself against violence that is inflicted upon you or threats of violence that are genuine threats being inflicted upon you or targeting you, such as a mob of armed lunatics at your door, pounding on your door and clearly wanting to break in and, you know, kill you. You have the right to shoot them. Now, I always say, check your local laws. I'm referring to Texas. Your laws may vary wherever you are. I mean, you might be prosecuted in New York City or LA or places like that, or maybe Seattle. But hey, if there's a mob of angry people at your door pounding to get in and kill you, I think you should probably prioritize saving your life, and then you can deal with the legal consequences later, you know? But you need to be alive, so you might want to fight back in self-defense. You will need proper firearms and proper training. Now, right now, firearm sales are in the dumps. Like, nobody's buying guns right now because there's not a big gun grab underway at the moment. And so very few people are buying guns, which means it's a great time to buy guns because the prices are good and the supply and inventory are all really good right now. So let me just mention a company that they're not technically a sponsor. They've never paid me anything, but they have sent me a couple of firearms to check out, and that's Shield Arms, shieldarms.com. And they've got, for example, a folding 9mm carbine pistol that is just superb. It's called the SA9, and it's got a 7.5-inch barrel, uses Glock magazines, and it's a folding pistol configuration with an arm brace, fires 9mm rounds. And it's great for women. It's great for, it's very compact. And it can fit in a backpack or a bag or a briefcase or whatever, like an office organizer in your car or whatever. Of course, follow your local laws. You know, I always encourage you to keep it legal. But this is a semi-automatic pistol. And since it uses Glock magazines, it can interchangeably use the same 9mm mags that are used in like Glock 19s and Glock 17s and so on. So it's a great choice. And then if you're bigger, stronger, and you want a full AR-15 type of rifle setup, well, Shield Arms has folding AR-15s, making them a lot more compact. And they've got just really great high-end features. Now, these aren't the cheapest rifles out there, but they're extremely high quality. They have a lot of features like that that really make them stand out. And they've got all these customized Glock 43X pistols with their Shield Arms metal magazines that are just the best in the industry. If you don't have a pistol, you need a pistol. You need at least one, and a Glock 43X is 9mm, and it works for both men and women. And they've got the custom S10 series grip modified Glock 43X, which is what I carry now, because they've cut about, I think it's about an inch, they've cut off the grip. And so it's a lot more concealable. And I'm really finding it to have major advantages just wearing it every day and getting in and out of seats and so on. It's a great setup. So get yourself firearms if you don't already have them. Get some good training. Engage in some, you know, good practice. And just be ready to defend yourself to the fullest extent of the law of what you're allowed to do in your local area. Now, I know some of you in California, you can't have like normal capacity magazines and things like that. So if you're in California, there is a product that I've known about for a couple of years. They're not a sponsor, but I have their product. It's called Cali Key, KaliKey.com. And it's a drop-in replacement for the bolt carrier group on your AR. Turns it into a legal bolt-action rifle. Yeah, I know. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, they've actually got a 15% off sale good till midnight tonight. No, wait, Sunday. Yeah, it's good till Sunday night, July 7th at midnight. Use discount code FREEDOM2024 and you'll save 15% off at CaliKey.com. And what this allows you to do, let me explain something here. Just remember, I have no financial ties to the Cali Key company. So let me explain. In California, if you have an AR-15, that's a normal AR-15. You know, you have a hand grip, you have a, you know, your 30-round magazine, you know, your normal like 16.5-inch barrel, etc. Normal semi-automatic firearm. That is not legal in California, as I understand it. I don't track all the laws in California, but I think that's not legal. So what you can do is you just pop open like one of the two pins to open it up. You pull out the bolt carrier group with the charging handle, okay, which takes like 5 seconds. And then you pop in this Cali Key. And then you take the bolt carrier group that you pulled out of the AR and you put it somewhere else, like maybe in another location, another building, whatever, because that part by itself is not illegal, as I understand it. Of course, it's your responsibility to check your local laws, and I don't keep up with California law, but I don't think that that part by itself is illegal. So you can keep that part, and then you can slide in this Cali Key into your AR-15, which, again, makes it a bolt-action rifle. So then you can take your AR-15 with this bolt-action out to the range, whatever, practice with it, and it's legal, and you can drive it around. It's legal because it's not a semi-automatic firearm at that point. It is a bolt-action firearm. However, if the zombies attack, then you can go find your original bolt carrier group, wherever you have that stashed away, pop it back in, and now you have a normal, fully functioning semi-automatic AR-15 to defend your nation against the zombie attack, or the alien attack, or the communist attack, or whatever. And you have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms that are in common use in their time, in the current time. And that includes AR-15s. California laws that restrict you from being able to own normal standard AR-15s, those laws are unconstitutional. But again, I'm not your attorney, so it's your responsibility to check your local laws and keep it legal. I'm just saying that have an option for when society falls apart and you're in a chaos war zone. I'm going to want the semi-automatic function. You know, if the zombies are coming, I need to be able to pull the trigger multiple times is all I'm saying. But it's your choice. Do what is legal and ethical based on your research and your team of lawyers. Call them all up and ask them what to do. I'm just saying, if you want this Cali Key, it will allow you to go out and carry your AR-15 as a bolt action rifle. That's pretty cool. All right. It should be noted, by the way, that the Cali Key Company says that their intention is that you permanently attach the Cali Key to your firearms bolt carrier group using a permanent thread locker. They say on their website, once installed, the Cali Key should not be removed from your firearm. So, you know, the scenario that I just mentioned where you could switch it back to a regular bolt carrier group, that's not endorsed by the Cali Key Company, and I don't have any financial relationship with the Cali Key Company at all. So that's just, I'm just saying that it's good to have options when we're facing World War III, right? You know, possible revolts domestically, possible collapse of the rule of law. I think it's good to have options. I think it's smart to have options. But the Cali Key Company says that you should use a permanent thread locker to install it permanently, and it should never be removed. They also have legal letters on their website from various attorneys. You should check out their website, calikey.com. Go to the state-by-state legal opinions. But here's the summary from John W. Dillon of the Dillon Law Group. The Cali Key converts all AR-15-style rifles and pistols from semi-automatic firearms to straight-pull bolt-action firearms, removing such firearms from the California assault weapon regulations. There you go. And then they have a legal letter about Illinois, which is, of course, super complicated and insane. The letter probably should just say, why are you still living in Illinois? No. They have a letter for New York and whatever. I think all the letters should just say, move to Texas, man. Like, this is completely insane. In Texas, we have, you know, full, regular, normal AR-15s. We don't have to cripple them in order to comply with state laws. We have full capacity magazines, you know, 30-round mags. I load them to 28. We carry them around in our vehicles. You know, it's the law enforcement doesn't have a problem with firearms, at least not in rural areas, that's for sure. And seriously, one of the decisions that you should be making right now is, where do you want to be when the radical left-wing zombies attack, right? You know, when it all hits the fan, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in some crazy psycho left-wing, like authoritarian district attorney's reach? Or do you want to be in a red county in a red state, living in a more free area where you have the right to defend yourself? See, that's a key question. And at this point, you know, there aren't very many months remaining until this scenario emerges. I mean, we have till November, maybe December, maybe January at the latest, but things could really start popping off in November or even before the election, frankly. So don't think that you've got all the time in the world to do this. Kind of get to where you want to be, get squared away, learn your local laws, you know, keep it legal, but always have backup options that are moral, ethical, and that are pursued in the interests of supporting community safety, supporting the rule of law, and stopping violence using every legal available means. So those are the principles that I teach, and that's what I practice myself. If the zombie wave hits Central Texas, where I am, the zombies are not going to do that well. I'm not just referring to, you know, my own firearms or anything. I'm just talking about culturally, the zombies aren't going to do very well because the people in Texas and in places like Arkansas and Missouri and Florida, and, you know, Louisiana and so on, the people are going to push back hard. Tennessee. I mean, you know, good luck to the zombie wave invading, you know, rural Idaho. Good luck with that. You're not going to get very far. So they're going to do the most damage, frankly, in the cities and in the areas immediately surrounding the cities. But if they continue to move outside of the suburbs, they're going to be cut down pretty quickly by just, you know, Second Amendment Americans who are defending themselves and defending their communities. All right, bottom line on that, folks, you know, check your own laws, obviously, keep it legal, but be ready for what's coming. And, you know, don't instigate violence, but be prepared to help stop violence, help support the rule of law, help support local communities, local families, neighbors, relatives, wherever you can. Be ready for what's coming, because the radical left is going to try to turn this country into a giant fireball. They will. If they can't run it, they will try to destroy it. And what you saw in, you know, 2020 protests against Donald Trump, or even in 2016, that was nothing. That was nothing compared to what's coming. They're going to light the place up later this year. And so we need to be fully prepared for that. And remember, this time they're more mentally ill than ever before because they're vaccine damaged. So that's what's different from 2020 or any other previous year. And that's something that you really need to keep in mind. You're not dealing with the full human neurology anymore. You're dealing with almost a different creature altogether. And that's why they're raving mad lunatics, irrational, inhumane, lacking empathy, compassion, rationality, or reason. The human side of them has been burned out by the spike protein. And they've just become raging, animalistic, violent lunatics trying to kill everybody in sight. So be ready. Be ready for that attack wave to come. And do what is within your legal rights and legal means to stop that violence in its tracks. And to help you get prepared for all that, of course, check out our deals website, rangerdeals.com, where we've got specials from third-party companies whose products we typically do not carry ourselves, such as, well, chlorine dioxide or body armor or holsters from 1791 gun leather. But we've also got deals there on pet-labeled ivermectin, gold backs, which are a great form of alternative, you know, an alternative format of gold to use when the banking system collapses. It's just a great way to store gold. We've got a discount code there for Shield Arms, discount code Ranger, and then deals on above phones, de-googled phones, satellite phones, and a whole lot more. So check that out at rangerdeals.com. And thank you for listening today. I hope you have a great weekend. Get prepared for the hurricane if you're within the path of the wind or the rainfall or the storm surge. It's coming. Personally, where I am in Central Texas, I'm just happy to have the rainfall. I welcome this, you know, the rainfall pattern that we're going to see. But there may be a lot of flooding on more coastal areas or near Corpus Christi or even Houston. So, you know, be prepared for excess water. That is a definite possibility. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. And I'll talk with you again on Monday. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia. And that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have Brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have Brighteon.ai. And we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, Brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.